Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chafayim Abayz. We're holding on the bottom of Chafayim and Aleph, second line from the bottom, Darash Abchiyah Barlulaini. So says the Gemara, Darash Abchiyah Barlulaini, My Dechsiv Tzadik Ketamar Yifrach Keres Bavano Nyeske. The Torah, the Pasuk and Tehillim compares a Tzadik both to a palm tree and to a cedar tree. Why does the Pasuk compare a Tzadik to both? Says the Gemara, because ilu nemer tamar vo nemer erez isi oimer. If it just said tamar, it would have said ma tamar in gizay machlif av tzadik chas v'shalom in gizay machlif. Just like a palm tree, a tamar, so it doesn't regenerate. If you cut it, it doesn't grow back. So to a tzadik chas v'shalom, that when he gets caught, when he dies, so he doesn't come back, there's no tchias amesa. Mekach nemer erez, therefore compares him to an erez, to a cedar tree. Ilu nemer erez vo nemer tamar isi oimer ma erez in oisa peiris av tzadik chas v'shalom in oisa peiris. However, if just compared to a tzadik to a cedar tree, I would have said that just like cedar trees don't give birth to fruits, so they don't have fruits. So to a tzadik, he doesn't have any fruits, he doesn't have any schar in olam habo. Kach nemer tamar v'nemer eres. So therefore, it says both tamar to teach us that a tzadik does have fruits, and eres to teach us that he is gizli machlef. He does come back by tchias hameisa. I asked the Gemara, the Erez Gizay Machlif, and this whole thing is assuming that a cedar tree regenerates. Is that true? We learned in the Braisa, if a person buys the rights of wood from his friend's tree, he buys his friend's tree, and he could use it for its wood, he could cut the branches, so he has to make sure that he doesn't destroy the tree when he cuts the branches. So what does he do? Magbir min hakarka tefach, he has to distance himself with tefach from the ground when he cuts off the rest of the tree, and this way the tree will regenerate. V'kaitzes, and then he cuts. Besadana shikma shnei tefachim, different type of tree, two tefachim, v'vesulas hashikma shleisha tefachim, by that tree, three tefachim, v'kanim v'gifanim in a pekakula maila, from the knot and onwards, but the however, when it comes to palm trees and cedar trees, you can even dig into the ground and uproot the tree completely. There's no need to leave some of the trunk because anyways it doesn't regenerate. So you see from here, a cedar tree does not regenerate, not like what we said before. So says the Gemara, there are different types of cedar trees. There, we'll see soon, 10 different types of cedar trees. So there's no stira. Some cedar trees is gizay machlef and some cedar trees is ain gizay machlef. Now, how do we know that there's 10 cedar trees? Rabbi Barhuna, that asara minia razimim. There are 10 types of cedar trees. Shnemer, as the pasuk says, eres bem etim bemidbar, eres shita behadas v'goymer. And the pasuk goes on to say 7 different types of cedar trees. Chazal knew of an additional 3, and total 10 different types of cedar trees. At Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer shegazer shalosh esri taina yisal tzibur. Rabbi Eliezer was geizer 13 taina yisal tzibur. V'loyar digashamim, and still it didn't rain. So Ba'achreina, by the last fast, his chilu atzibur latzeis. So everyone started leaving the shul, they started heading home. It's over, the fast is done. Amar lehem, Rabbi Eliezer, he clapped on the bima and he said to the tzibur, Tikantam kvarim latzmechem, have you dug out graves for yourselves? We still don't have the rain. It's very nice, the fast is over, but we still don't have rain. Go kolam bebechia, that aroused everybody to crying, v'yardu geshama, and then finally it started to rain. Shuv ma'isab Rabbi Eliezer, shiarad of ne'ateva, another story with Rabbi Eliezer. He went down to be the chazan during a drought on a tainis. V'amar esim v'arba brachis. He said the 24 brachos shmin esrei. V'lein ano. He still wasn't answered. Yard Rabbi Kiva acharav. Rabbi Kiva then went down by the amud afterwards, and he svamer and he said, Avinu Malkenu Ilanu Malachato, Avinu Malkenu Lamancha Rachim Aleinu. He said these two Avinu Malkenus. V'yardu geshamim, and it started to rain. Havu meranini rabbanon. So the Rabbanan, people around, they started talking, oh look, Rabbi Kiva is obviously greater than Rabbi Eliezer. However, Yatz Sabasko Vamra, that you should know, it's not that Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. The reason why it rained when Rabbi Kiva went down is because he had this Milo that he's Mavra Amidaisav. He had this Mida that he was Mavra Amidaisav. He was chilled on even when people wronged him. And because he had this Mida, be Mavra Amidaisav, so that aroused the Kaddish Baruch Hu Kaviyachal to be Mavra Amidaisav and to give us rain even though we weren't deserving. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braiso, and Masa Yuagishamim Yardin, Vatsibra Paiskim Mitanisam. Until when? At what point? How much rain do we need to have? That then at that point we could say, okay, enough, then now the Tzibra doesn't have to fast. Kimlai Berech HaMachresha. The amount of rain that could fill the ditch that's made by the plow. That's the amount of rain. Different Rabbi Meir, that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim said, if you're measuring it based off of how saturated the ground is, so then it's going to depend on what type of ground you're dealing with. Tefach, if it's a dry ground, so then if you see it got saturated at Tefach, that means that there was a lot of rain. That's okay. And if it's medium, a moist ground, so then Tfachayim. And Bavuda, if it's a really worked on soil, it's already plowed, so then Shalisha Tfachayim. So then only if it rains 3 tfachim, that's when you could assume that means it got enough rain, and then immediately you don't have to fast anymore. Tani, we learned in the Braitha, Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Inucha Tefach Milamailo, Shein Tohim Yaitz Lekrasay Shloisha Tefachim. That any time the ground gets saturated, a Tefach, rain goes into the ground, a Tefach deep, so then Mayim comes from the Mayim Techtoinim, and it goes upwards, it goes up 3 Tefachim. Ask the Gemara about Tanya Tefachayim. Abba, we learned in the Braitha that the Mayim Techtoinim, it only goes up 2 Tefachim when it sees a Tefach of rain coming down. Says the Gemara, Lekasha Kam Bavuda Kam Beshein Avuda. It depends if we're talking about ground that's avuda or in avuda, meaning to go down the same tefach by avuda takes a lot less rain than it does by an in avuda. By an in avuda, it's going to need a lot of rain for it to penetrate the ground of tefach. So being by an in avuda, when it penetrates the ground of tefach, that means that there was a lot of rain. So then the mayim tachtoinim goes up 3 tefachim; it goes up a lot. But by avuda, if it only got penetrated at tefach, it means it wasn't so much rain. So then the mayim tachtoinim only reciprocates by going up 2 tefachim because it wasn't as much rain. So that's the pshat. That's the answer to the stira. Now Tanur Rabbanon, it says the Gemara rather Amar Velazar that Kishemenaskan Asamayim B'Chag, when they would do Nisach Hamayim on Sukkis, Tohoy Mayim L'Chaveroi, the Mayim Elyonim would say, whatever that means, to the Mayim Tachtoinim, Abba Mimoich, that you should gush forth your water, because Kol Shnei Reyim Anu Shemea, because I hear the sound of two friends, I hear the Nisach Hamayim and the Nisach Hayayin, Shin Emer, as the Pasuk says, Tohoim El Tohoim Kairi L'Kol Tzinai Recha. That the Tohoim talks to the other Tohoim. Now I'm a Rabbi said, Didi Chazili Hai Ridyo, I saw this Ridyo, this Malach Hamamuna on Geshem, and he's Dami Ligla, he looks like a calf, like some sort of type of ox, who pierces Sivase, and his lips are split, it's situated between the lower Tohaim, the Mayim Tachtoinim, and the Mayim Elyoinim. And the Tohaim Ilo Amarle, it says to the Mayim Elyoinim, Chashur Mimayich, that you should pour down your rain. And to the Mayim Tachtoinim, it says, gush forth your water. Shanemar, and this idea that it looks like an igla, looks like an ox, is like we see from the Pasuk, Kanitzanim Niru Varet, and the Pasuk concludes, the Kol Atar Nishma Be'artzenu. I hear the sound of the tar, the shar, referring to this malach, this rigia. We spoke in the Mishnah about different scenarios where it rains right in the beginning of the fast. So now we're going to have a Braisa which tells us some more details. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. If they had decreed a fast because it was a drought, and already before Netzachama it starts to rain, so already before Netz, then you don't have to complete the fast. But if it only started raining after Netz, after the fast already started, so then you have to complete the fast. If Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yuda Omer, Rabbi Yuda says that no, Chatzais is the cutoff point. If it starts to rain before Chatzais, you don't have to complete the fast, only if it rains after Chatzais. So then you have to complete the fast. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Teisha Shais, that the cutoff point is the ninth hour of the day. If it starts to rain before the ninth hour, you don't have to complete the fast. If it starts to rain after the ninth hour, so then you have to complete the fast. Like we find by Achav Melech Yisrael that he fasted from the ninth hour of the day and onwards, and that was considered a fast. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Haraisa ki nichna Achav, and so you see that the pasuk describing that Achav fasted. So you see, even though he only fasted from the ninth hour and onwards, that was considered a fast. So too, if it rains only after the ninth hour, so then we're already in the middle of the fast. It can't be any shorter than that, and then you have to complete the fast. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Gazer Taneisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was once Gazer Tainis. V'yardulam Geshamim La'achar Neitzachama. Started raining after Neitz. So Savor Lashluminu. They thought the Neitz was the cutoff point. So we'll have to complete the fast. However, Amar Le Rabbi Ami told them that no, Kodem Chatzais V'achar Chatzais Shaninu. We passkin that the cutoff point is Chatzais, and therefore, since it started raining before Chatzais, even though it was after Neitz, you do not have to complete the fast. Shmuel Akaton Gazer Tanisa. Shmuel Akaton was once Gazer Tainis. V'yardulam Geshamim Shamim Kaidama Netzachama. It started raining before Netz, so they didn't have to complete the fast, and more than that, Kasfur Ma'am Loimar Shvachishot Ziburu. They wanted to throw parties. Hashem loves us. He made it rain even before we fasted. He didn't want us to be in pain, so he gave us the rain early. However, Amar Lahem Shmuel Katan said to them that no, Emshul Lachamashul Lamada Verdaima Lavich Mevakis Pras Merabba. It could be compared to an Eved who goes to ask for some money from his master, and Amar Lahem, and the master says to his advisors, Tanu Loi Vail Ashra Kailoi. Just give it to him. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to hear his voice. So too, Kaviyachol, it's as if Hashem is saying to us that, you know, Chas Hashalom, I don't want to hear your voice. I'm just going to give you the rain before you even start fasting, and therefore it's not a good sign. It's not Shvach Hashal Tzibor. Says the Gemara, Shuv Shmuel HaKatan Gazer Tanisa. Another time Shmuel HaKatan was Gazer HaTainis. V'yard Lam Gishamim La'achar Shkiyas V'chama. Mamish right at the end of the fast, after Shkiyas V'chama, that's when it started to rain. Okay, so now they really, Kesvur Ma'am Le'mar Shvach Hashal Tziboru. This must be a good sign. Hashem wanted to hear our voice. However, Amar Lam Shmuel Lo'y Shavach Hashal Tziboru. They know this is not a good sign. Elam Shuluchama Shulamad Averdayma. I'll tell you what it's comparable to. Le'evet Shemavakis Pras Mirabai. Again, an Eved who asked for some money from his master. V'amar Lahem, the master says to his advisors, Hem Tinulai Achis Makmik Vitzar V'achach Tinulai. That no, wait until the Eved Mamish paints himself, and then after he finishes a whole day of painting himself, then give it to him. So too, Kaviyachol, it's as if Hashem wanted us to be in as much pain as possible, Chas V'Shalom, and he wanted us to fast the entire day, and then only at the end, that's when he gave us the rain. So ask the Gemara, so we can never win with Shmuel. Well, Shmuel HaKatan, Shvach HaShal Tzibur Rechidami, there's gotta be some time where it is a good sign. Hashem sometimes does love us, right? So when is it a good sign? When is it a good sign when it rains? By a fast. So Rechidami, when do you have a Shvach HaShal Tzibur? Amar Mashav Aruach Neshav Zika. The Shvach Hashal Tzibur is if right when they say Mashav Aruach, the wind starts to blow. Amar Merida Geshem V'asa Mitra. And you say Merida Geshem, it starts to rain. Then Hashem already wants to hear your voice, and He gives it to us right away. He doesn't want us to be in too much pain. That's considered Shvach Hashal Tzibur.